Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, truth teller with a little bit of a backbone, and I'm also the best-selling author of Once Upon a Time Bitches. Before you clutch your pearls, relax. If you are here, you already know this isn't churchy fluff and it's not self-help nonsense, okay? I bring you real life, real faith, real responsibility, and my mission is simple. But not easy. I am here to help you steward your potential in Christ, not chase it. We're not manifesting it. We're going to steward it because you did not land on this planet by accident. You were placed here on purpose with gifts, with a conviction, and with a calling. And I'm not interested in watching you waste your human experience by numbing out, playing small, or waiting for permission that you're never gonna get. I talk about mind, body, and spirit because if one's off, everything's off. And let's be honest, a lot of you feel off, moody, tired, foggy, anxious for no reason. You're praying, you're journaling, you're doing the work, but your body is still fighting you. And this is why I talk about things like my Omega blood test, because when your omegas are imbalanced, your brain chemistry, your inflammation, your hormones, and your emotional regulation are taking a hit. Listen, bitch, you are not broken. You are imbalanced. And your clarity gets a whole lot easier when your biology isn't sabotaging your genuine obedience. One more thing, this podcast is growing. It's bold and it is not for everyone, which means I'm officially looking for a kick-ass sponsor, someone aligned with my values, someone not afraid of faith or truth or very strong opinions. You got products or services that actually help people live better or think clearer and stand stronger, and you're not trying to babysit your brand. I want to hear from you, okay? And listen, you guys, make sure you share the show. Comfort isn't the goal, okay? Becoming who God created you to be, who he trusted you to be, that's the goal. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm talking about passion today. And what I realize, and I kind of want to share with you is that I don't think that people have a passion problem. I think people have a numbing problem. Finding your passion doesn't just make life more fun. It literally rewires how you move through everything, your energy, your confidence, your relationships, your discipline, your finances, your faith. Because when you are connected to what you were made to do, you stop dragging yourself through days like a tired ass donkey that needs a snack and a nap. Okay. I know what your life looks like right now without the passion. And I get it because you're still functioning. But babe, you are not alive. You're not alive. And some of the things that I see most, okay, that let me know is that you wake up already tired. Like you're not sleepy. You're tired in your soul. You scroll a lot. Maybe you snack a lot. You overthink a lot. You daydream a lot. And you're doing the basics, but you feel like you're living in this big gray area. And you're secretly jealous, maybe not so secretly jealous, of people who seem lit up. And then you shame yourself for being jealous. And maybe you're someone that's busy, but it's the wrong kind of busy, like running on a treadmill that isn't plugged in, kind of busy. And I know you're feeling stuck in these cycles, like you've got this, I'm going to change. And that leads to a small burst of energy. And then you crash. And then there's guilt. And then you repeat that. And that's you're feeling distant from God, not because he left you, though, but because you keep ignoring what he's been nudging you to do. And the worst part is that you have told yourself this is adulthood, like you have settled. Like boredom, resentment, and low-grade depression are the entry fee for being responsible. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is not maturity, that is disconnection. I want you to find your passion because it improves your life. Passion is a God-designed fuel source. When you have passion, you have direction. You don't need 10 motivational videos to take one single step. I used to have to watch them. I used to have to listen to it every morning to get the wheels turning. You have energy, not fake hype. Like you have real inner drive. It's not very often that I don't wake up not excited about my life. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. I get excited. Like, what is today going to bring? What do I get to create? What is possible? And my kids always do something that's magical, funny, whatever, and something amazing always happens, whether it's business or creating for the show, making content, there's just always something because I've trained myself to look for that. That passion I found gave me identity clarity. Like, I want you to stop shape-shifting to fit everyone else's expectations. And what's going to happen when you have a passion is you're going to make better choices because you finally have something worth protecting. You will become harder to manipulate because you are not desperate for outside approval. And babe, I'm going to tell you right now, passion does not remove problems, okay? It gives you a reason to face them without folding. Passion is like power steering, okay? Life without passion is like your muscle turning the wheel with both hands. My husband had a truck that had no power sweating, and it would take me like power steering. It'd take me everything to get to turn this truck. Like, my hands are sweating. I'm frustrated. I'm overcorrecting. Now my car has power steering. It's like passion. All of a sudden, life has turns, but you're not fighting it. It's not taking so much to get around the bend. Passion is like your oxygen. You can't live without it, but you are going to live like you're breathing through a straw, always anxious, always depleted, always depressed, always unmotivated. Passion is like a fire alarm because when something isn't right, passion makes it impossible to stop pretending. It wakes you up. It doesn't let you settle. And it is God-given. I'm not special in some way that God just gave me a dose of passion to wake up and go. I'm not special. I just realized that He put it in me, and that's all you have to do. It's your internal compass. What's happening without passion is that you're following whoever is the loudest. You're following other people's opinions. You're following money pressure. You're following trauma patterns. You're following trends. You're following fear. And people think passion is this huge lightning bolt. Like, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to just know. How many times have you said that? Passion is like a little breadcrumb trail. It shows up as like a pull, just a little bit of curiosity, a little bit of spark, a grief, a holy dissatisfaction, and it usually starts tiny. And there are tangible steps, you guys, to find your passion. So first thing I'm going to tell you right now is stop asking, what's my passion? You have to ask a better question. So I'm going to give you some questions that I want you to ask yourself today if you don't already know what your passion is. Number one, what makes me feel more like myself? What do I do that makes time disappear? What topic do I never get tired of talking about? What problem do I keep noticing everywhere? What do people come to me for naturally? What injustice makes me mad in a very productive way? I'm telling you, passion is often attached to a burden. And that's why I do what I do, because I had this burning desire for potential and for growth and to keep going and to be able to tap into that unlimited potential, realizing and putting that together with Christ. And now my passion is to help you because I see that burden. I see the heaviness because I lived through it. I see the struggle of what it's like to not have passion and not have drive. And what happens is God is going to let you feel the weight of something because you're meant to help carry it differently. I want you to track your aliveness for 7 days. I'm not saying your productivity. Okay, this is not that episode. I'm talking about aliveness. Every day I want you to write two lists. Alive moments, like, when did I feel clear? When did I feel energized? When did I feel engaged? When did I feel brave? When did I feel warm? When did I feel excited? These are all the things I feel when I record the podcast, when I'm talking to you about your potential. Time disappears. And the drain moments, when did I feel heavy and resentful and avoidant and foggy and irritated? Patterns show up fast when you pay attention. And you have to identify your return points because your passion will leave clues in what you return to. So even if you quit, even if you got embarrassed, even if you got distracted, what do you keep circling back to? That is not random, that is a thread. So I want you to do micro experiments instead of waiting for the certainty, because certainty is overrated, right? We know that obedience is so much better. So I want you to pick one to two ideas and run a 14-day test. You're going to want to write about this daily for 10 minutes, 10 minutes of your day. Set a timer or record a short voice note, okay? Make one piece of content about it. I want you to volunteer or shadow someone or take a class or serve in that lane. Join a community that does that thing. Passion grows by contact, okay? It's not going to grow by you sitting back and contemplating whether or not it's your passion. And remove the numbing. This is, again, a very unsexy part of life. You can't feel passion if you're constantly sedated by coping mechanisms, okay? If you think your life sucks, if you're depressed, stop drinking, stop doing drugs, and that includes smoking weed, stop the shit, stop all of that. Because you numbing and then fucking complaining about your life every day, it's exhausting for everybody. Like, nobody should have to be a part of that. Like, you get your shit together. Stop numbing. You cannot feel passion when you're numb. So that includes doom scrolling. That includes the people that stay busy. Okay. That includes staying places that drain you. That includes constant comparison. You do not find passion by adding more. Sometimes you find it by removing what's like suffocating your soul. Okay. Ask God a direct question and then shut up long enough to hear. God, what did you build me for that I've been avoiding? And then just shut up and see what he shows you. Or, ask him, like, where am I trading obedience for comfort? What am I pretending not to want? Then I want you to listen, journal, walk, pray, let the discomfort speak. Let it speak because your calling is going to offend your coping. You understand? You're going to feel uncomfortable and you're going to feel like a little bit of rage and a little bit of frustration. It's a temporary discomfort. Get through it. If you had a life of passion, let me paint this picture. You have a life of passion. This is how I wake up. I wake up with something pulling me forward. I don't need permission from anybody. I just need that alignment. You'll just need alignment. You're less reactive emotionally because you are not empty inside. You're going to set boundaries faster because your time matters now. Your confidence rises because you're finally doing what you're built to do. You become resilient because setbacks feel like part of the mission, not proof that you're a failure. You feel closer to God because you're walking in obedience, not just talking about faith. Your life becomes less about getting through it and more about becoming. Becoming is such a common thread in every conversation I have with you guys. I feel that pull. So something has to become. Something is becoming. I feel the whisper. God is talking to me. I'm getting downloads even while I'm doing this. You know why? Because I'm clear. Because I am aligned. Because I'm stepping into my potential and because I'm taking massive action on my goals and my dreams. Because I have chosen to let passion be there. Because I've gone through the discomfort, I've gone through the frustration. And I know you're going to block yourself by saying stupid shit like, what if I'm not good enough? You're afraid of being seen. So you're going to procrastinate, you're going to research, you're going to plan, you're going to keep buying courses, and you're never going to move. I am telling you, confidence comes after commitment. I've never learned more than when I'm thrown to the fire to actually do something. Nobody's confident on day one. I'm 500 plus episodes in, and I could tell you that my confidence wavers at time. I just keep doing it. And I know, bitch, you're going to say, well, fine, Brandon, but I don't have time. I work a full-time job. I don't have time. That's called fear of choosing. So I want you're feeling like you have to keep every identity. Like you have to keep caretaker, peacekeeper, reliable one, nice one. And passion requires prioritizing. That's not true. There are micro steps and non-negotiables. Passion doesn't need 3 hours of your day. It just needs consistency. And the question that you're not going to tell me, but I know you're thinking it, is what if I fail? And that's that fear of discomfort. There is no guarantee before you obey. Failure is just lessons, data. It's not identity. So I want you to learn to iterate without self-hate. And this, I ask this question all, I used to ask it a lot. I've even asked mentors, like, what if I succeed and it costs me relationships? There's a fear of outgrowing people, and it's real. And a lot of people are going to prefer you to stay small because it makes them comfortable, because they want to be miserable fucks. They don't care about getting uncomfortable for their future. They want to drag you down with them. Okay. Help them grieve the fantasy that everyone's going to cheer. That's it. Teach yourself that obedience is not a group project. And you're thinking, I missed my chance. That's shame. You believe that time disqualifies you. Nothing is wasted with God. Your detours become your depth. Call out the lie. Call out the lie without the shame. It's not that you're lazy, you're scared, and you've been coping. You don't need inspiration. You need the next step that you can actually do today. You're not trying to become someone else. I just want to help you return to who God made you. There is a spark. Like, what lights you up? This is where you're going to attract your aliveness, and you're going to see proof. Like, where has this already shown up in your life? And you're going to continue to see this if this is the question you're asking. And then your path is going to be, what's the next small experiment? It's that simple. Spark, proof, path. That's how you build passion without the bullshit. Most people are not lost. They're just numb. Passion isn't a mystical treasure that you stumble upon. It's a God-given thread that you follow with that obedience, one step at a time. Your life without it will keep feeling like you're surviving, but your life with it, you're going to feel like you're finally breathing again. I love you guys. I'll see you on the next one.